KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, skies are partly cloudy to cloudy. We have 67 degrees in Atlantic. We received a total of 21 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight, just over 0.2 of an inch here at the KJAN studios. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. In Southwest Iowa news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest early Sunday morning of an Atlantic man. 29-year-old Bradley Edward Williams was taken into custody on four counts relating to an original charge of driving while suspended. Williams was charged with failure to appear, failure to pay, contempt of court, and illegal resistance to an order or process. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Say goodbye to blindly following the iPhone crowd to a carrier that just doesn't care. And hello to U.S. Cellular's high-quality network with the amazing new 4G LTE Samsung Galaxy S3 smartphone for $199.99. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. After $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card, smartphone, data plan, and other restrictions apply. $30 activation fee may apply. See store for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Don't follow the crowd blindly. Come see me and check out our Samsung Galaxy S3, the phone that will do everything you dreamed of and more. Your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
It's time to say goodbye to expensive lines and hello to family time. Get up to four additional lines free with any U.S. cellular family plan now through the end of 2012. And you can save up to $80 a month. U.S. Cellular. Hello. Hello better. Restrictions apply. Go to uscellular.com for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Isn't it time to get your family together? Come see me for great phones and great plans. Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlanta.
Authorities in Montgomery County have still not released the name of a teenager who was struck and killed by a train late Friday night near Stanton. Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond had said the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call from Burlington Northern and Santa Fe employees reporting a train versus pedestrian accident at the Halland Avenue Railroad crossing on the southern edge of Stanton. Crews arriving on the scene determined the teen had been fatally struck by a BNSF freight train just east of the railroad crossing. The incident happened at around 5:24 p.m. Friday. The name of the female was being withheld pending notification of next of kin, and an investigation into the incident was being conducted by the Montgomery County Sheriff's officials and railroad officials. A Nebraska man already sentenced to 50 to 80 years in prison in Nebraska for sexually assaulting a child has also been found guilty of assaulting the same girl in Iowa. 41-year-old Stuart Newman, a former youth pastor, was found guilty Friday in Pottawatomie County District Court of three counts of second-degree sexual abuse, three counts of indecent contact with a child, and three counts of lascivious conduct with a child. Prosecutors say Newman had the sexual contact with a girl from the time that she was about 8 years old until she was 10 while on camping trips at Wilson Island. Both the victim and Newman lived in Omaha, Nebraska. Newman is set to be sentenced in Iowa on December the 6th. Public meetings will be held today in Atlantic and tonight in Creston to discuss a proposal to reorganize statewide victim services. Federal and state funding cuts since 2007 have forced eight programs in Iowa to close, and officials say that's resulted in larger service areas and pockets of the state with inequitable divisions of both programming and funding. The reorganization plan would divide the state into six multi-county service areas, with state awarding funding on a competitive basis to programs in each region. One of 13 public meetings scheduled around the state to discuss the proposed changes takes place at 1:30 this afternoon in Atlantic at room 141 of Iowa Western Community College and in room 180 at Southwestern Community College in Creston, beginning at 6 p.m. Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan campaigned in Western Iowa Sunday, mentioning today's final debate between his running mate Mitt Romney and President Obama.
You take a look at what the president's doing, at what the president's saying, at what he's done. He's not offering anything new or any second-term agenda. We've had three debates, we've had lots of campaigning, and all we're getting is a smaller and smaller campaign.
Ryan told a crowd in Council Bluffs, "This is no ordinary election. Iowa's no ordinary state on the Electoral College map either, as both campaigns consider this to be a toss-up state that could tip the balance on election night."
Iowa, you're so used to it. You're used to being the eye of the storm. You're used to seeing this. You have a responsibility and an opportunity and an obligation to help us get this country back on the right track so that we look back at this moment as when we reclaimed our freedoms.
Shortly after noon on Sunday, Ryan spoke to about 1,200 people in the parking lot of a Bass Pro Shop in Council Bluffs near the arena where Vice President Joe Biden rallied with about 450 local Democrats on October the 4th. On Sunday, Ryan opened by giving a first quarter score from the Green Bay Packers game. He later cited Nebraska's 29-28 victory over Northwestern on Saturday as an example of Midwestern perseverance.
Iowa State's having a great year. Cornhuskers are a great team. The Hawkeyes, Big Ten country, that's where we are. And in Big Ten country, we take care of our kids. We take care of our neighbors. We're honest. We tackle our problems. And we want to look back at this moment as the time we got it right.
At the GOP's national convention this summer, Ryan said his campaign playlist would be different from what his running mate Mitt Romney prefers. The AC/DC standard rock and roll train played at the beginning of his rally in Council Bluffs.
Council Bluffs. Oh, man. Oh.
The tune was AC/DC's Black Ice album and was the opening song for the band's concert after the album's release. Ryan spoke later Sunday afternoon in Sioux City. News time is 7:13.
The kids are back in school, football season is here, and the leaves are falling. But for some of you, this means only one thing. Fall allergy season is here. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Ask us. All of our Health Mart pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer your allergy questions. Don't let allergies bring you down. Let us take care of you. This is Josh, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
And in our funeral announcements, James Edwin Harrington, age 79 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for James Harrington will be today at 10:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Marion. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Russell Vanetta, age 85, formerly of Adair County, died October 12th in Colorado. Graveside services for Russell Vanetta will be today at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Beverly Webb, age 81 of Oakland, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Beverly Webb will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. William Bill Murphy, age 76 of Wyota, a longtime resident of Cass County north of Wyota, died Saturday in Osceola. Funeral services for Bill Murphy will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Franklin Dwayne Evans, age 69 of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Franklin Evans are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.